Iran's president continues to insist he will not surrender his country's nuclear rights. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke as an informal deadline expired for Iran to halt its program to enrich uranium in return for international economic incentives and the suspension of further United Nations sanctions. Speaking on CNN's Late Edition program, Israeli Foreign Minister Livni said the world must take note of Iran's responses to diplomatic initiatives.
It is clear that Iran doesn't pay attention to talks. And this is a clear message to the international community to continue with real and effective sanctions. And clearly Iran is a threat not only to Israel, but this is a global threat, and the international community should act accordingly.
Livni was asked if the time is drawing near for her country or other nations to consider direct intervention to prevent Iran from building a nuclear weapon. The Israeli foreign minister did not comment on possible military options, stressing instead the importance of continued international sanctions to pressure Tehran.
I think the time is of the essence even more. Intensive sanctions can be effective. Iran is a threat to its neighbors as well, and the international community is being watched not only by Iran, but also by Iran's neighbors. And when the international community shows hesitation, this is being perceived as weakness, and we live in a neighborhood in which whether you beat the bully or join it.
Iran continues to insist its nuclear program is purely for peaceful purposes, to generate energy for a growing population. In a recent interview, President Ahmadinejad suggested that nuclear weapons are a relic of the 20th century that his country has no interest in acquiring. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.